Justin Fluke with you as we talk Perry LeCompton girls basketball, starting our locker room chats here this week. Coach Joey Vranzetta is the Perry LeCompton girls coach. The Cause competing in the JCN tournament this week and in the winner's bracket after an opening win. And Coach, you had played one game since December 19th. That was on January 5th. And finally, after more than 2 weeks off, you got back on the court last night, beat Oskaloosa 42-24. So had to feel good to be back out there, and even better probably to come away with the win, huh?
Oh, for sure, for sure. It's kind of, I mean, it was nice. It's kind of like we were just talking about. We had essentially a second Christmas break. So, it was just really good to get back on the floor. Obviously, that first half, a lot of rust, a lot of just kind of getting back in the groove of things. But I mean, in the second half, we played really well. We came out and did what we needed to do and kind of cruised toward the end. I'll say this, Oskaloosa is a significantly improved team, and they're going to be a problem moving forward, and not only this year, but you know, in the next couple of years. They got really two really good coaches over there, and a nice core of young players that they're playing a lot. So you know, hats off to them. They're a good team. We played, I don't want to say as well as we could, but I mean, there's a stretch in there where we played about 6 minutes of probably some of our best basketball of the season. Especially when you combine defense side, offensive side. So, but no, it was just good to get back on the court and play. I at this rate, I could have cared less who we played, where we played.
Right.
We just needed to play, man. We are sick of practicing. The girls are sick of just practicing and getting games postponed. So we were just ready and thankful to go play a game.
Yeah, only up 5 at halftime. You pull away and win by 18. You got 13 points from Taylor Dammy, and Riley Morgan at 11, so good contributions there. And now you're going to get two more games here in the JCN tournament. It looks like against two pretty good teams, especially your next opponent in the semifinals now on Friday night, Rossville. So at least you have a couple days kind of to get ready and get back into a group before facing a really good team. What are you expecting against Rossville?
Oh, yeah. Well, the good thing is we played Rossville the last 2 years. So it's not like they're like a league opponent or anything, but I mean, we have a pretty good idea what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to run around, be athletes, press, try to get you, just try to make you as uncomfortable as they can. I mean, if you look down their roster, they don't have like a traditional post, like a big five that they can just throw the ball in. But they do a really good job of having to play the opposite way of that. I mean, they have guards that run around, cause chaos. They're always seem to be in the right spot. They knock down open shots. They're really good creators. I mean, there's a reason they're the third ranked team in 3A. They're a really, really good team. So, I think we're up for the challenge. I just want to see our kids go compete. It's like I just said a little bit ago, man, we're sick of practicing. We just want to go play games and see what happens. And then obviously whatever happens on Friday, I mean, we're going to play a good team regardless. We'll play the NEK Nighthawks, which I think they're like 9-2, 10-2, something like that. So obviously a really good team. Once again, they're another group that has some younger kids that they're relying a lot on right now, or JCN, which, I mean, you can argue has probably been one of the more consistent programs, not only in that league, but in this area of the state for 10 plus years. I mean, they've always seemed to be around the 15, 16, 17 win range every year. And, you know, they just kind of do their thing. So, you know, you're going to get a good game, two good games in 2 days on Friday and Saturday. So we're just looking forward to it.
Obviously, with the lack of games over the last month, I think you mentioned a statistic to me. You're going to play like 75% of your season in about 3.5 weeks here coming up mm-hmm. once you get through this tournament. So, I know it's tough for a coach. You don't feel like you have a lot of time to practice and game plan. But what are your thoughts just on how that's going to shake out and how you're going to navigate your team through that to finish out the year?
Oh man, I don't know if you have any good ideas or if anyone listening has any good ideas, feel free to let me know. I mean, it's I don't know, it's going to be weird. We're going to have to kind of see how these girls handle, especially like this week's going to be a pretty good trial run, especially Friday and Saturday. So we can kind of see how they handle maybe like a walkthrough and kind of a scout on the fly that way. I mean, if they don't handle it well, I mean, that's something that we're going to have to adjust as coaches. So, I think the biggest thing and honestly, this group just handles this better than a lot of other groups. We're just going to have to give them kind of small chunks of information about teams, one or two things that they want to do on offense, one or two things they want to do on defense, and then, you know, a couple of their key main players and what they like to do, what we need to do to stop them, and then just go play. I mean, we're not going to have full scouts or anything like that. But on the flip side, no one else is going to have a full scout on us either. I mean, every other team is going to be in the same boat as us. So, I mean, we're just honestly, it's going to be like pure basketball. I mean, roll the ball out and play and see who can go make the most plays, which is cool. I'll take a group, our group. We've got a pretty veteran group with veteran group that leads a lot, and then obviously we got some younger kids that come in, but we'll figure it out, man. I'd take an older group in this situation than a group of young bucks. So I think we'll get them taken care of.
Now, best of luck finishing out the JCN tournament this week, and then back to Big 7 action next week. Coach, thanks for your time.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Coach Franzetta of the Perry Lecompton Girls will visit with boys coach Matt Simmons after this timeout.